Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra, and welcome back to the only new show where the air is thin, the stories are thick, and the coffee is mandatory. I'm Jesse Steele, and today we've got a lineup as packed as June Lake Trailhead on a holiday weekend. From hard-hitting homers on the baseball field to brain-bending abstract art, plus a few sparks of patriotic planning and a peek at the past. We've covered it all. Today is it. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Faultline 395, rugged clothing for rugged people in rugged places. If you want to look Sierra strong, Faultline's got the fit to match the fault. Now, let's get into the good stuff. News you can actually use with a side of local flavor. The Inyo Council for the Arts is showcasing Abstract Meditation Part 2, an exhibit inviting local artists to explore meditative experiences through abstract forms. The gallery encouraged submissions challenging traditional landscapes, offering alternative perspectives through color, form, texture, or innovative techniques. The gallery opens with a reception on May 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Gene Tuckey from Bishop Yoga will also host a meditative exercise starting at 6 p.m. Also opening on May 2nd are the This Is Temporary and Wild Free Spirit Art Galleries. For more information, please visit easternsierranow.com. Mammoth High School Drama Club, in collaboration with Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater, presents Radium Girls by D.W. Gregory. The play highlights the true story of factory workers in the 1920s who suffered from radium poisoning while painting watch dials. Performances are scheduled for May 5th through 7th and May 12th through 14th at 7 p.m. in the Mammoth High School NPR. This powerful and engrossing drama features 14 actors playing a total of 37 characters. Tickets and additional information are available at mammothlakesrep.org. Are you looking for threads as bold as the land you live in? Faultline 395 has you covered. Literally. Born from the rugged cracks of the Eastern Sierra, this local clothing brand serves up style that's equal parts mountain grit and high desert cool. Whether you're scaling peaks or just trying to look peak outdoorsy at the coffee shop, Faultline 395 gear is built to shake things up. Go to faultline395.com for more. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce invites community members to sponsor the annual 4th of July parade through the Red, White, and You program. Sponsorships support parade logistics, including permits, staffing, and safety measures. Sponsors receive recognition in promotional materials and during the event. This year features parade marshals Chris Benchetler and Kimmy Fasani, making this the year you do not want to miss. For sponsorship opportunities, contact the chamber at info@mammothlakeschamber.org. Sierra Forever is seeking presenters for the 10th annual Eastern Sierra History Conference, scheduled for October 31st to November 2nd in Bishop. Breakfast, lunch, and light refreshments will be provided on Friday and Saturday, and field trips will be available to choose from on Sunday. The conference welcomes topics related to the region's history, including indigenous cultures, environmental studies, and local heritage. Morning speakers will have 40 minutes of presentation time, while afternoon speakers will receive 30 minutes of allotted presentation time. Interested individuals should submit proposals through sierraforever.org by June 27th. You want to put your business in front of thousands of eyeballs without shouting from a rooftop? Eastern Sierra Now's banner slots are prime digital real estate, like having the best view on Main Street. Your ad front and center on the site locals trust for news, events, and all things Sierra. Big visibility, small town budget. Banner up and get noticed. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Okay, Eastern Sierra, it looks like we have a week full of fun events coming up. C5 Studios is starting us off strong with their hand sewing for beginners class offered tonight starting at 5:30 p.m. As a reminder, experience the theatrical storytelling of Norman Clyde and his mountaineering experience tonight at Whiskey Creek's event room starting at 6:30 p.m. Up in Mammoth, Distant Brewing in conjunction with Eastern Sierra Pool are hosting their weekly pool tournament starting at 6 p.m. Tournament entry is $20 and all payouts will be awarded to the winners. Tomorrow night, C5 Arts Studio will be hosting a salsa dance class with Hallie Vickers starting at 6 p.m. All skill levels are welcome. On Friday, Saracoso Community College's Mammoth Campus will host a Career Technical Education Workforce Summit from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. Lastly, Michael Arache Company will host a Mammoth Business Mixer on Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Mammoth Rock and Bull. As a reminder, you can learn more about these events and so much more at easternsierranow.com/events or by downloading the mobile app. And looking over at our Mammoth Mountain Ski Report, the spring ski season, it's still running smoothly. They have 63 inches of soft, ego-boosting spring snow under your feet and 85 trails ready to make you feel like a pro. Even if your last turn looked more like interpretive dance, with 9 lifts turning and 3 terrain parks open, there's no shortage of places to show off your goggle tan. Clouds are expected to roll in throughout the day with a chance of some sky sprinkles this afternoon. No major accumulation, so don't cancel your après plans, but maybe keep that waterproof layer handy just in case. Remember, all lifts and services are now operating out of Main Lodge, so aim your skis and your caffeine cravings accordingly. Lifts are spinning from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., which gives you just enough time to crush some corduroy, grab a burrito, and still be back in town to brag about it. Check the Mountain Report for live updates, and remember, spring skiing means sun, slush, and smiles. And maybe a few unintentional yard sales. Ride safe and have fun out there. Look, running your business is hard enough. Don't let your social media become a ghost town. Eastern Sierra Now offers social media management that turns likes into loyal customers. From witty posts to eye-catching visuals, we know how to speak fluent scroll stopper, focus on what you do best, and we'll make sure your online presence doesn't go silent. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Okay, let's dive into the latest local sports highlights presented by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where locals meet for strikes, spares, and sizzling fare. In a commanding performance, the Bishop Broncos varsity baseball team secured a 10-0 victory over the Mammoth Huskies. Pitcher Elliot Duda was instrumental, delivering 3 innings with 6 strikeouts and allowing no hits or walks. This win adds to the Broncos' impressive season, keeping them in a tight race for the High Desert League lead. Attention, young athletes, the Sierra Wave Volleyball Club is hosting a spring skills camp led by Coach Lee. This camp offers players from grades 1 through 12 an opportunity to enhance their skills under experienced guidance. The camp will be held May 14th through 16th at the BUHS gym. For more details and registration, visit the Sierra Wave Volleyball Club's website. And for more local sports coverage, stay tuned to Eastern Sierra Now. And remember, after the game, celebrate your victories at Back Alley Bull and Grill, your go-to spot for great food and fun. All right, next up, let's take a look at the weather for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from Wednesday through Friday. Today in Bishop, we will experience a mix of clouds and sunshine with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible later in the day. It's a cool day with a high of 73 and a low of 45, so keep an umbrella handy just in case. Tomorrow, expect some sun in the morning, turning cloudy with a couple of thunder showers in the afternoon. Highs 74, lows 45. A good day to enjoy the morning outdoors before the afternoon showers roll in. Sunshine will mix on Friday with some clouds, making for a pleasant day. Highs will be around 80 with lows near 48. A perfect day to wrap up the work week. Mammoth Lakes will be cooler today with clouds and sunshine. Expect a couple of brief showers late this morning, followed by a couple of showers and a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will be around 54 with lows dipping to 28. Don't forget your jacket. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then turning cloudy with a thunder shower in the afternoon. Highs will reach around 58, lows 32. A good day to enjoy the morning sun before the afternoon showers. Partly sunny with a thunder shower in the afternoon on Friday. Highs will be around 60, lows of 36. Mix of sun and showers to end the week. And that's your Eastern Sierra weather forecast. Stay safe and enjoy the beautiful scenery, rain or shine. I do need to throw out there one more thing. Today is the last day to vote for your favorite coffee shop. So make sure you get out there. It looks like Looney Bean is in the lead in Mammoth and Brood Awakening in Big Pine is in the lead for Eastern Sierra. And I believe the Vibrous Juice Bar is in the lead for the Lone Pine area. So get out there and get your final votes in. Let's make your coffee count. My coffee counts every single day. Oh, boy, does it. That's a wrap on today's news, from history, conferences, to home runs, and everything in between. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Faultline 395, where local pride meets serious style. Go check them out and support homegrown gear that looks as good as it feels. Trust me. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel following Eastern Sierra Now on all socials and hit that like button like it just cut you off on 395. Just don't go report it on Butthurt. I'm Jesse Steele, and we'll catch you next time. Same Sierra channel, same Sierra sass. I said sass.
Oh, it's gonna be May.